Welcome to Fish Wrap Friday. This week, Jake, we're just going to get right into it. Before we get into the Mike Long and a few other cheating scandals and crap that's been going on in the fishing community, what do we have coming up as far as events go so we can roll right in?
Yeah, so aside from all that, with events, we have the One Night Stand KBF Regional Challenge coming up this weekend, as well as the Hobie Bass Open at Lake St. Clair, June 29th to the 30th. So that's what we're looking forward to this weekend.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I think that, look, St. Clair is freaking rocking. I mean, I've been seeing pictures posted nonstop. I think that's going to be just a freaking excellent event. Again, St. Clair killing it. So I can't wait to see the results on that. And I'm anxious to look at it too, because I've not, you know, probably a mistake on my end. I've not paid attention to iAngler because I've just used TourneyX so much and a few other apps. But from what I understand is you can't see the fish on iAngler. So, which I can't quote that for sure. So I'm actually going to try to pay attention to that event because I want to see how it plays out and see if it's one of those things that spectators actually see the fish that are being weighed or not weighed, but measured, you know, submitted. So that'll be interesting, but bottom line, I'm sure it's going to be a great event across the board. So be tracking it for sure. And then, it's not another online event for the weekend. Regional stuff will be a good one.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you. Yeah. We're just going to get right into it. You know, this week has been, you know, obviously we live in San Diego or on the outskirts of San Diego. Spent a lot of time here in my military career. I know Mike Long or knew him. I haven't seen Mike in years since, you know, I moved back to San Diego when we, you know, lived up in Washington State. And the rumors were going around. Like, I remember when we got back, you know, in the first tournament, you know, I got back into fishing tournaments. Those rumors were flying around then. And, dude, that was about the time he had to, you know, really had to quit tournament fishing. But I know you finally read the article, but I think the latest look, he's not the last guy that's going to do it. You know, there's another guy that's been caught, you know, doing a monthly, but submitting fish from a different, basically like a different kayak. And he's basically taking other people's pictures. Yeah. And modifying them, doing, and it's some great work.
Yeah.
So at every turn, I think we're going to continue to see this until we, you know, get the software improved. And it's that constant effort from everybody around to just, quite frankly, get rid of cheaters. But I mean, it's going to continue to happen. And, you know, Long's deal is interesting because it crossed so many spectrums. I mean, not just the tournament aspect, but the social media, the continued, you know, prowess as the big bass guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on the cover of 40 fishing magazines, you know, and especially Big Bass, Bassmaster, and stuff like that. He's also fished with all these big name people, such as, you know, Hank Parker, Shaw Grisby on TV shows and stuff like that. And he's racked up hundreds of thousands of dollars and just all these winnings and big bass prizes along the way. So it's pretty nuts.
Well, that's the other one too, is from a KBF perspective, right? And we talk about this frequently, and it's, do you just, if you suspect somebody's cheating, do you just go ahead and pay them? Because then if you pay them and you prove it, then you've got something you can run after them for, right? I mean, then they can be prosecuted. In this case with Long though, I don't, and I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but at some point, I don't know how he wasn't prosecuted. I don't know how anybody didn't go after him with all the evidence they had on the tournament side. And then now, I mean, at the end of the day now, I think it's just a wrap. You know, Kellen Ellis did a fantastic job. I mean, that's some damn investigative reporter work. And I knew, I mean, back in the day, I mean,
yeah, there's a whole video.
Well, videos, I mean, he did a ton of work. But back in the day, I mean, I remember when we, you know, we had access at night to go out, you know, to Lake Jennings. I mean, I've been out there. The biggest fish I've ever hooked, notice I said hooked and not landed, was at night in what's normally an off-limits area that we have permission to fish. We had a TV crew with us. And I'll tell you, guaranteed the biggest damn fish I've ever hooked into. And I've caught some decent-sized double-digit fish, but they're there. And it was not a difficult thing to get hooked up, you know, at night in an off limits area, because those fish, they know they're safe, you know, throw a big 12 inch freaking black worm in there, yeah, and say, you know, say hello. But that guy has had unfettered access to not just that lake. I mean, lakes, it's that thing, you know, you wish you had that kind of access, man, especially when you live in, you know, down here in SoCal, where you can't, you know, you can't just openly night fish, right? You know, the lakes aren't open.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
So the fact that he had all of those benefits, I mean, that alone, why in the same hell do you have to go snag and fish? I mean, I just don't fundamentally get it.
Yeah, you know, like, we get it. There's a bunch of money involved and stuff like that. Maybe that's the whole reason why, but maybe it's for that, the fame and stuff like that, you know, consumed by all of it. It makes sense if it's that, but I mean, other than that, you're, you know, I was watching this video and at Lake Poway caught, he hooked into a bass on the shore. He landed it in like, I don't know, 100 yards away. And then another 100 yards away, that's where he took the picture. And then you release it at the same spot. So it's like you took the bass 200 yards, almost 200 yards away from where it was already at. Possibly spawning season, who knows? It's like you're screwing with these fishes. You're screwing with the fish and their lifestyle and where they live, you know? It's, what the hell?
Well, and I'm going to give you another one too. This one for me hits close to home. I'm going to tell you why. You and I spoke a little bit about this. I know you've heard me talk to other people about it. Back when your brother Chris was 13, 14, 15, And obviously he's, you know, yeah, in his mid-30s. So that's a long ass time ago. Do the math, 20 years, right? So back then, when, you know, I'd kick Chris to the curb, I was going to work, he'd go to Poway and fish. He learned how to sight fish beds from Mike Long. And so the interesting piece for me, mm-hmm, and disturbing piece for me is how many young kids, you know, grew up watching Long fish. And I'll tell you right now, it's not like these kids, no one caught on to this. I've seen Chris fish and he's at times, hey, look, just rig the jig like this, da 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 da. You know, and so now, is he snagging fish? No, I fished with him. I know he's not snagging them, but there's been times where he's like, Dad, look, I snagged that fish got snagged, but you know.
Yeah, like he catches them.
I let it go. Okay, cool, good deal. He's not like, at the same time, there's this part inside of me going, wait a second, this freaking ass clown who I thought was, you know, a solid citizen. And for years, I was, hey, you know, look, Mike Long taught Chris a lot about sight fishing. I haven't talked to Chris about this one yet, but it's going to be one of those, hey, look, Dad has to apologize because, son, I had a guy that was, no shit, a cheater and a scam artist teaching you some stuff, and it's just, it's unsavory. I mean, it doesn't stick. It doesn't work. So I don't know. I mean, I'm personally upset about it. You know, I'm not a San Diego native, but the whole big bass thing that's gone on down here, the whole swim bait craze, all that stuff, you know, I spent a lot of time around it and I loved watching this area blow up for, you know, on what's pretty much just a bunch of damn ponds, from a guy that grew up in Texas. And this just, it puts just a big ass ugly mark on Southern California. And that part pisses me off. It puts a, you know, just a disdain or a bad taste in people's mouth in regards to the sport. You know, Mike Long was sponsored by, you know, was sponsored by New Canoe, Dobbins Rods. I mean, I can't fathom the amount of free sponsorship stuff, a Ranger boat. He's got, I mean, a buddy of mine, Eric McCall, contacted, yeah, you know, started texting me the other day, like just blown away, because Eric lived here in that heyday. And he was just blown away at this whole thing. And he just said, he goes, look, man, that guy's got a nice house. He's had a ton of things just handed to him. And look at how he got him. How does this dude sleep? And I'll tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and it's not only that. The earlier years, he was known as like a catfish poacher, which like he discovered like the trophy bass back in 2006. This biologist who was Larry Batroff.
Larry Batroff. And that's a guy that, you know, like with our fishing club when I was with Road Rangers and Bill Van Wolven and those guys, Larry would come speak at, you know, at our club events or club meetings, right? Because he's, you know, the biologist guy, the local dude, and wealth of knowledge, not out to scam anybody and beat anybody up. There's, And that's the thing too, you know, when you start seeing those names in there, you realize the depth at which Kellen went to for his research. And once again, you know, it's a sad thing, but it's what the sport is. And I think anytime you're throwing the kind of money that they're throwing at you and product and fame, which you brought up, recognition in the industry, and you can be the man or the woman. I mean, it really doesn't matter, but in this case, it's the man. It got the best of them, you know, and it ate this guy's ass up, and it's unfortunate. You know, with that, you kind of segue, well, what's it got to do with kayak fishing? It's got everything to do with it, because we've got a system. If you can get this shit past bass boat tournaments, right, and weigh-ins, and you're hiding fish in your boat with a partner that doesn't catch you, then you start doing this, well, how difficult is it to, you know, sneak out with a guide prior to a kayak event where it's not allowed? Right. And there's a lot of those rumors out flying around about a recent tournament as well. We've got no facts to it. We've got no proof of it as of yet, but you start hearing that stuff. Thank you, Jim Clark. Then you've got, and then you've got another guy who's, you know, hey, he's doing GPS spoofing. He's like a Photoshop freaking guru. I mean, when does it stop? I think it's easier to do in bass tournaments or for, you know, on the kayak side. So how do you continue to prevent that? And I think it's something that, whether it's KBF, Hobie Bass, you know, series, I don't think it matters. At some juncture, we just have to be very diligent across the board with everything, because otherwise we're just screwed and nobody's going to trust anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it goes all the way back. It's for years, you know, since obviously my brother Chris was being taught how to sci fish. You know, I'm looking at, shout out to SD Fish, I'm looking at all the articles, and it's not only was it like bass and stuff like that, it started off as catfish, you know, and he like kept ones that were tagged, you know, that biologists use. And that's when, you know, Larry knew that they came out of San Vicente and not the Colorado River, as long claimed. But yeah, you know, this stuff, it's not just one species, it just continues on, and it's kind of horrific to look at and sound and listen to, because of the fact that it's like, you know, all these people who they fish because, you know, it's fun and stuff like that. But then you got these guys like this who they fish and they, you know, screw with the fish's lifestyle, they screw with their habitat and stuff like that. And it's just, you know, bringing up like Bill Murphy and stuff like that. I don't know if you want to get into him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think at the end of the day, for anybody that's listening to this, go to sdfish.com. And if you haven't read the article. I mean, it's like 9 pages. It's in depth. Once again, Kellen did an amazing job with it. I was going to reach out to Kellen, and I just decided not to, because I'm sure he's inundated at this stage of the game with stuff. But I may try to get him on at a later time to just talk about it after things kind of slow down. But people can read the article and make up their minds. But I'll tell you right now, it's, you know, when you look at the setup that he's using to snag fish, proof in there with video that the fish snagging was going on.
It's, I mean, that's like a 10-aught freaking treble hook with a small little grub on it. It's stupid. And then I saw this thing on Instagram where it was this swim bait, this small little, I think 5 or 5 inch swim bait, that it said Mike Long's coming out with like his 5-inch swim bait, but the treble hooks on it are ones that you probably catch sharks with, you know, something stupid like that.
Yeah, they were huge. Yeah, no. Yep.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yep. And I'm going to be working on it. I've got a write up coming out here soon that's going to be on, you know, like top 5 California destination, you know, fishing trips. And I'm going to have to come up with the top 5 that you won't find Mike Long at.
Yeah. Coming in at number one.
At the end of the day.
He's also
which right now, he may be in hiding. I mean, I know I'd be in hiding.
Hasn't this happened before? Like, he got caught and then he kind of fell off and then I don't know where he comes up again. Now he's falling off.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And, you know, but at the end of the day, I'll just tell you, some people just, they don't know when to stop. And there's plenty of people that told him, and it's in the article, right, that told him, hey, dude, there's enough heat on you. You don't need to, I don't know, be storing fish in a tank in your garage, right, for an alleged pond. But I think guys that, you know, get that sucked in, You know, I think their shit don't stink. They're not going to get caught. And at some juncture, everybody gets caught. It may not be right off the bat. Shit. It may take a while. You know, you may be like half-assed, you know, I say half-assed cheating, but you know, you may do be doing a little bit of skimming here and there, right? Well, let me see if I can resubmit this fish or make a Sharpie mark on this one. Or, you know, I could just play dumb and act like I don't know, but nobody catches you because while you're practicing your craft and your art until you get the money. And then people start noticing, right? Or then people actually give a shit and bring it up because now it's affecting somebody else's payout. So, you know, how many times was, you know, a chopped off fish tail used before it was actually noticed? How many times was a cut board used?
Right.
The Hobie, I think one of the things that the Hobie series does, which is great, is they certify boards prior to, you know, you've got to have your sticker on it and a Hobie certified, the board's gonna be certified prior to the event. Is that something KBF should consider going to? It's kind of hard to argue, right? For the legitimacy of the sport moving forward. So I think that's something that needs to be looked at. And at some juncture, you know, this is one of those things where I'm fortunate and happy that AJ and I have a good, and Kevin and I have a good working relationship, because we all have to pay attention to that stuff and do what's best to make the sport better, regardless of whose series it is. Even River Bassin, whoever the hell owns that now, and there's rumors all over the place that it's KBF. And quite frankly, I don't know. So, you know, we just have to continue to make the process better and do everything we can to eliminate people and that are cheating. And when it's suspect, get to the bottom. Don't play the accusatory game. If you think somebody's cheating, bring it up, right? Let's go. But don't bring it up to the point where we can't do anything about it because you've over-socialized it. Now we can't, you know, we can't run the gamut at everyone that's got evidence because it's now the cat's out of the bag. So there's just a ton of those things out there. We just have to police the living shit on it, you know, at the end of the day, across regardless of the series.
Yeah. Moral of the story. It's this whole thing, this whole cheating spectrum and this whole, it's just that why go through the trouble of doing it when you know eventually someone's going to get caught. Obviously, Mike Long's been doing it for I don't know how long, 13 plus years. So it's like,
I don't think that, you could say moral, but at the end of the day, look, old boy may not like a bandit.
Yeah.
He may not at the end of this, his name's run through mud, but he may not care. Hey, you know, the house is almost paid for, the boat's paid for, I got all this free shit, I'm good. Now, I'd personally want to move the hell out of the city I just did that in. You know, that'd be problematic. I wouldn't want to show my face anywhere, right? But yeah. I really think at the end of the day, cheaters are going to cheat. It's who and what they are. That they have their moral compass is just skewed. All right, I dropped the F-bomb right here, but I'm not going to. But it's that thing. They're just skewed. It is what it is. And you, at some juncture, they're going to get caught, but they don't think about that, right? They just don't. They've been watching. Hey, let me watch some CSI. Let me watch this other stuff. I'm going to figure out a better way to do it. And you got to give Long some credit. I mean, at the end of the day, he got away with this shit for a long time, right? So anyway, I think we beat this horse, man. It's dead. Other than that,
I beat the hell out of it.
This will be a Mike Long free zone. So anyway,
anybody wants
next that, week. So next week we've got the interview with Brandon Bam Miller coming up, right? That one's actually done. I do need to call him back. Just kind of give everybody a heads up on who this kid is. So Bam, his nickname, he, you know, California guy, but he's the guy that 2-day tournament broke the 200 inch mark, right? So great sit down with him, though. Ironically, I've got to add that part in because he and I didn't even talk about it during the interview. So I'm going to go back. We're going to add that into it. He and I will hook up this weekend. We'll get that knocked out, but that thing should be out on Tuesday. And then other than that, I think following that, Guillermo Gonzalez is going to be on as well. And then we're going to shoot from the hip. And by that time, we'll be rolling into iCast and doing some great stuff there. So looking forward to it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. As always, special shout out to our sponsor. Who?
Cal Coast Fishing, of course. The one and only.
Straight. Of course, yep. The one and only sponsor, and it's not for lack of people throwing stuff at us. We're just we're not in a rush.
And we're grateful for what they've provided and what they've done for us. So there you have
it. Yeah. And as always, there's a discount code. It's in show notes and prior shows as well. The other thing too, for all listeners, please like us on Instagram.
Yep.
Subscribe to the podcast. All that stuff matters. Outside of that, Jake, I'm done. You done?
And before we go any further into this podcast, yes, this is me editing it. I would like to say this is where the California education kicks in.
I actually just kind of wanted to say that there are 6.4 thousand shares on this article, by the way.
6.4
thousand shares on the article.
Like 64,000 or 6 million?
That's 6.4. So 6,400 shares on the article.
Also, this is going to be the bloopers for the episode.
Okay, so you're going to want to edit that part and make it 6,400 because there's no 6.4. 6.4 would be 6 decimal point.
Well, when you're looking at it on the damn website, there's a point between the 6 and the 4, man. I'm just...
Hang on. We're allegedly...
This will probably be on the bloopers or whatever. This is just California public education, ladies and gentlemen. This just proves it right here.
It does say 6.4K.
What did I tell you?
You're right. Yeah. It says it. But that's just not how you say it out loud. Freaking English, son.
Ready?
Damn. And I use educated in Texas. I get for myself, but
I'm going to get educated and I'm going to graduate.
Yeah, there you go. All right, man. Hey, we're out. Yep. Kick some music on.
That's it.
Fish wrap.
Friday.
The fish wrap. It's a wrap. On a Friday.
We're out. Peace.